Some young people have discovered a plus side of COVID and quarantine. With all that time away from their schools and social circles, they've had a chance to explore their identities on their own. Radioactive reporter Antonio Navarez has been wondering about masculinity and why it's so limited.
I'm a man. Growing up, I was always told to act like a man, and that I had to look manly. I was taught that only girls could wear skirts and dresses, and that I couldn't have anything that was pink. Except I actually love how dresses and skirts look, and pink is my all-time favorite color. So why can't I enjoy these things without being judged if it's simply what I like? I thought of this question for a while, and I finally answered it myself. I get to decide what I wear. But my parents always expect me to be a manly man, and nothing less. So I asked my own mother, Cecilia Navarez, where these ideas actually came from.
Pues, en mi familia siempre hubo mucho machismo.
Well, in my family, everyone was very machismo, and that's why all of this is a little strange to me now.
To see the difference between men's and women's clothing in an actual store, I decided to go to the South Center Mall, where I wandered around to JCPenney's.
So the kids section, the girls section, is almost entirely pink. We see purple shirts, pink tank tops, a pink unicorn shirt, pink t-shirts.
While the girls section had all pink, the boys had darker colors like blue and gray. These expectations on how boys and girls should dress have been around us since we were young. I also found a huge difference in the clothes for adults. Everything for men was either a t-shirt, a polo shirt, or a suit. The women's section had a diverse set of options, with different colors, styles, and shapes. When I realized how much time I had to myself in quarantine, I began to experiment. I started to wear flower earrings, I was painting my nails, and I was messing around with makeup. In a time when we were all forced to stay inside, I was able to feel free. I knew it was going to be difficult for my mom to understand my really sudden change. So I decided to speak with Mark Cohen. He teaches sociology at Seattle University. I wanted to know what an expert would say to people like my mom.
As parents and as human beings, don't we want most of all for people to be their whole selves, to be loved for being their whole selves? Growth is uncomfortable sometimes, and I would challenge people to lean into that discomfort and see the growth that's possible.
Cohen says you could also think about it this way. Usually we associate masculinity with courage.
Then I would say that men like you, who are embracing aspects of their femininity, dressing in feminine ways, they're more courageous than most people I know, because it takes a lot of courage to move beyond those rigid boundaries.
And he says dressing in this courageous way is masculine. So with this in mind, I decided to finally sit down with my mom and talk to her about my growth over the past year.
Es extraño ver a mi hijo como con...
It's strange to see my son with colorful, feminine clothes, but, well, I need to respect what he likes.
My mom had asked me really rude questions about my identity before, even assuming my sexuality because I was wearing a women's cardigan. But we never really talked about it until now.
Yo como mamá tengo que aceptar a mi hijo como...
I as a mother need to accept my son. Like, he can decide how to dress himself and what to use. But yes, it's a little strange, but I need to learn how to accept him 100% of the time.
I was really surprised to hear her say that. She went from challenging my identity to accepting it. Speaking with my mom was really healing, even if it was a little awkward at first. I asked her if she had anything else to say.
No quieres decir algo más?
I love you.
Okay.
My clothes helped me express myself. It doesn't matter which section of the store they came from. My freedoms and explorations don't hurt anybody, and having to defend myself shouldn't even be a thing. Being yourself isn't wrong. From Radioactive, I'm Antonio Navarez.